Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Poly Prep Poetry and Prose Podcast. I'm today's host, Helen Fernandez, a senior and student in AP Literature. Today, we will be discussing Witness, a poem by Amy Clampett. Clampett is regarded as a prolific voice in modern poetry. Her debut book, The Kingfisher, is known for its captivating nostalgia, making it very difficult to put down. Clampett's eloquent use of syntax gifts her the ability to provoke intense emotion and convey complex ideas in short passages. Let's dive into Witness, which is a perfect example of this gift. An ordinary evening in Wisconsin, seen from a Greyhound bus, mute aisles of merchandise, the sole inhabitants of the half-darkened 5 and 10, the tables of a single-lit cafe awash with unarticulated pathos, the surface membrane of the inadvertently transparent instant when no one is looking. Outside town, the barns, their red gone dark with sundown, withhold the shudder of a warped terrain, the castle rocks above, tree-clogged ravines, already submarine with nightfall, flocks. Like dark sheep of toehold junipers, the lucent arms of birches, purity, without a mirror, other than a mind bound elsewhere to tell it how it looks. What a gorgeous piece of writing. Clampett studies the white noise of American life, turning working-class mundanity into poetic form with her eloquent syntax. In this poem, it seems that the reader is both living inside of and witnessing the world around them. The reader becomes a passenger on Clampett's bus, watching this seemingly unremarkable Wisconsin town speed by. Clampett studies the complexity of human life, how we so often pass through each other like buses, consumed with our own voyages, and we cannot understand how other voyages are just as complex as our own. When Clampett writes, quote, the tables of the single-lit cafe awash with unarticulated pathos, she is referencing how a visitor only sees the world through a single light of self-consumption. Below the surface lies so much complexity, so much emotion not yet, quote, articulated to the visitor. Pathos is an appeal to emotion. Therefore, unarticulated pathos is emotional complexity missed by surface-level observation. Clampett watches this town zoom by, aware of the inherent turmoil under the surface of its ordinary facade. As Clampett's Greyhound bus leaves town and passes into the countryside, Clampett continues to apply her point, now using nature to write about how everything is so much more complex than it seems. Clampett personifies the landscape, describing how a barn, quote, shudders, how rocks flock together, how fragile a birch tree's arms are. Through personification, Clampett attempts to convey to her reader that there's intricacy and nuance to be found even in the most mundane of landscapes. Clampett finishes her poem by tying it back to the end with the lines, without a mirror, other than a mind bound, elsewhere to tell it how it looks. Mirror is a metaphor for reflection. Clampett describes how, without reflection and mindfulness, one misses the richness of the world surrounding them. Clampett beckons her reader to bear witness to the beauty of the world around them, to not only notice complexity, but to appreciate it. This has been Poly Prep Poetry and Prose Podcast with today's host, Helen Fernandez. Viewers like you are the only thing keeping this podcast alive. If you want to support, please feel free to leave an A. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time.